Throughout Advent, we have been talking about how we might reflect on the way the story of Jesus' birth, and thus what we have tended to call, with a capital T and a capital I, the Incarnation, might help us learn about incarnation in general. What it might mean that God has come to dwell not just in the infant, in the manger, in the stable, but to dwell with and in everything that is. So when it comes to incarnation, we cannot help but end with singing. Because it's in singing that we take in the breath, creation, just this life as it is. We take in that breath and we sustain our bodies, and through breath and body, we exhale something that might be as close as we can get to spirit. In our traditions, we have called this response of Mary. This comes after the news from the angel and after the greeting of her cousin Elizabeth at the news and the sight of her carrying this child. We've called this response a song. In some translations, we actually have begun to translate it as, "And Mary sang, my soul magnifies the Lord." We call it Magnificat. Told that she will be the bearer of God, Mary breathes in and breathes out this song of transformation. In his book, The Universal Christ, the theologian Richard Rohr says, every time you take in a breath, you are repeating the pattern of taking spirit into matter, and thus repeating the first creation. And every time you breathe out, you are repeating the pattern of returning spirit to the material universe. In other words, you are participating in divine change every time you breathe. How much more might we be changing the world around us when that exhale of spirit is a song? If you haven't seen it yet, Netflix has a new movie out called The Two Popes. It's a great singing group, but also it's a movie. It's kind of an interpreted history of the conversation between Benedict XVI and Pope Francis as they negotiated something that had not happened since 1290, which was a pope resigning. They have all sorts of debates about reform in the church, as you might imagine if you know these two popes at all. Pope Benedict at some point kind of explodes. Change is compromise, he says. To which the man that we now call Francis says, but the life that Christ gave us is all change. It is all change. I don't know about you. We have these traditions of Christmas and Advent. Are they the same as last year? Are they the same as 20 years ago? You might even have done the same things and sung the same songs, but they are not the same. It is all change. It's what breathing is, and therefore it is what singing must be. The angel comes to tell Mary that God will come to dwell in her and through her, and God will come to dwell in each of us and all of us in Christ. She takes all that news in. And in her, something imperceptible changes to a yes. And she exhales this. It is like a metabolism of good news of God into new life, and hence new song, through her very being and her body. This is a season of traditions. We sing songs like Joy to the World to remind us of our connections to generations before who have sung and celebrated. But we also sing these songs because the very notes and words of them change us and change the world around us, even as we change air to breath to sound. Mary sings to remind us that her and our response to the good news of God's incarnation is supposed to be bodily, full of breath and a beating heart, or maybe two, full of the reality, like Mary, that following the way of God to the reality of Jesus will mean transformation and will mean change. We should believe it from Mary, who literally made room within herself, her life, her breath, to host the coming of Jesus. But it does not leave us there. It reminds us even more that we share that divine spark and good news with everything that breathes and all who sing. In this season of our own traditions, we are reminded here that this good news of the divine coming to dwell within us is for all people. And that the coming of God's song will call in the voices of those who have too often been told that they should have no voice, or that music and spirit in all its joy and richness is not for them. And so I'm reminded of what I always say. Every Christmas carol is a revolution song. The Magnificat asks us to imagine the world upside down so that we might finally see it as God sees it, through the invitation to know and love here and now, but then to be carried bodily beyond ourselves, exhaling into the world until all creation finds its harmony. So you breathe in right now. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. And don't ever be afraid to sing. For as we breathe in, breathe out, and sing, the world may yet be changed. Amen.